attention to detail, all those things. I think just a team-wide commitment. I think we're playing the full 200 feet that you need to play at playoff time, and you're getting the goaltending you need, and you're getting the commitment, and you're getting the work ethic, and you're getting the discipline and detail, and all those things combined, you have a chance every night if you do that. Well, I think one of the things at playoff time is that the team concept trumps everything. It doesn't matter if you're loaded team or you're trying to piece it together during the playoffs. And I think just it starts with your leadership, it starts with your core group, it starts with the commitment, it starts with the belief, all those things. And I think our group kept building towards the end of the year, and I think we've just sort of settled everything down. We know how we have to play, and I liked our start. I thought we played with some quickness. We quick, simple, and smart. And it's not that we're just making good decisions. We're not trying to force things. And when you do that, I think we're a pretty good hockey team.
They know their PK is one of their weaknesses. You guys are not very much
Well, it's important. Discipline is going to be important in this series. You look at both power plays are tremendous. There's a lot of talent. There's a lot of people who can execute at a high level, and then there's lots of finish. And you saw it on our power play goals. You saw it on theirs. So, it was huge for us. Obviously, I thought, when they had the too many men on the ice penalty right there, that was gave us a real boost. And then obviously our power play struck right away, so really gave us some breathing room. And I thought the second period we just sort of carried on what we did in the first, and did a real good job. They, as Braden said, they had some lucks, but we got in some lanes and we got some sticks on some pucks, and you just got enough to make them miss the net, and put enough back pressure and head numbers back, all those things that you need to do at playoff time. And then you got some big saves when you needed it. I know they came up down the gut one time, and I think it might have been Hedman, one of the defensemen, jumped into play, and he had a really good look right in the slot, and Braden looked very calm and made the save. And you're going to have those moments where not everything's perfect, because they're a really good hockey team, and they're dangerous. They've got some dynamic people. We got to control them. We got to understand what we need to do, and the group has. I mean, we won a hockey game tonight. That's about it. Well, I think our players understood that the getting past Pittsburgh, which has been a real source of pain in the Washington D.C. area for the last number of years, and especially for that core group, it was really important. But they've talked about and focused on the bigger picture right from day one when we hit the playoffs. Even though we lost our first two games, the group knew that we had a good group, and if we play the right way and followed the game plan in detail, that we were going to have some success. And this group is having fun. They're calm. They've got a really good work ethic, and we're just trying to earn the right to keep playing, and nothing more. And we have a real good group that likes to be around each other and have these moments and play in the playoffs. You don't want those to go away. So I think there's a real good bond within our room and resiliency, if you will. We've had to go through some adversity end of last year and early this year that I think has made us a better team, a better organization, and a better suited for maybe these situations in the playoffs. Yeah. You have to do it not only this team, but any team that you play. I mean, the goaltending in this league is so good. There's different ways to score, and that's one of them. And I like the fact that we had people, looking to get pucks in play and make it hard on their goaltender. And it was a real good shot by Kempney. They sort of threw it through there and made it real difficult, and it got through, and it gave us a chance. So. you know, if there's no one there, I'm pretty sure that they're going to make some save.
Harry, when did Holtby reemerge, reestablish himself as the guy you knew he could be?
Well, I don't know, reestablish it. This guy's an all-star, Vezina Trophy winner. I mean, there's no, you know, reestablishing. I think it's just getting the reset that he needed. Went through some tough times, just as our team has. You look at some of the top goaltenders in the National Hockey League and other teams, and they've all gone through a little bit of that. And a lot of times they go through it after having great success. And you need to sort of get back to ground zero, find your foundation, find the things that got you to that you know, the Vezina caliber type of goaltender that they are, and then you find that they get back to where they normally are. And obviously we had to make a decision at the start, and you know, Phillip's numbers and the way he finished and all that, he earned the right to start. I met with Braden. He was nothing but a true pro, and just he basically said, I get it, I understand, and I'm all behind Phil, but if I get a chance to get back in the net, I'm going to stop some pucks for you. So he's kept his word. And, you know, if he didn't have that mindset, I don't think he would be, you know, playing as well as he has been. And he keeps going forward. So it's all about being a good teammate and being a good pro. And Braden is an exceptional pro.
You mentioned executing at first. How do you go about executing at your first period? The Lady Clare said they knew what play you guys could do, or
Alex has a bigger sweet spot than most people, so doesn't have to be, totally be in his wheelhouse. But you know, they work on stuff all the time, and they're high skilled, high execution type guys, and it worked out. They called it. They worked out. They knew they didn't have much time. So they, you know, they have a plan every time they go out there.
That's
what's this? Yeah, it was quick. It was unusual, no question. But it was a big moment for us. You know, you talk about those small windows of opportunity that you have a chance in the playoffs to jump through. We did that. You know, they're a little bit of their misfortune or miscalculation in terms of, you know, wipes off a goal and we get a chance, and we that was a window for us. There was a window of opportunity for us, and we were able to, you know, do something with it. And that in playoffs, you know, a lot of times you may get only one or two a game, and that was one of those windows that we were able to, you know, execute on and take advantage of.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right. Thanks.